clean. Used to, I don't remember about it too much, but used to that real clean, fine ashes. Mama kept that and put it in a hopper like, and the lye that came off of that, she made homemade soap out of it.
Oh, really? Boy. So what kind of?
They had an ash hopper. Had a thing built up, you know.
And but what color would you say that ash was?
Oh, it's white, yes.
Okay, and if you were telling what it was, you'd say it's white?
Yes.
No, but it's white and plain. What kind? If you had a handful of it, someone asked you what it was.
White ashes?
Right, okay. And what do you call a pretty common stick of furniture that people sit in?
What do you call?
It's not no upholstery.
Just a plain straight chair?
Right.
Cane bottom chair? I've got a cane bottom chair.
Okay, now what you're sitting on
is a divan.
And what I'm sitting on is
the footstool, I call it, but that's not the correct name for it. But
are there any other different names for something like this if it's shaped differently? If it were only halfway? The pretty common names for upholstered pieces of furniture like this.
Davinette or settee.
Okay. And
they used to have those little old settees back. I can remember those. Mm-hmm. Call them settees.
What do you call a piece of furniture that you say keep your clothes in?
Wardrobe.
Well, the type that a man will keep is watch and his wallet, money on top, and then just nothing.
Oh, chest of drawers.
Okay, and the room where people normally sleep is called a
bedroom.
Okay, and everything in this room you might classify as what? If you went to a store to buy stuff like it, what kind of store would you go to?
I tell you what, this is just junk. About the best looking thing I got is my television. All the rest of it.
But if you go to a store that specializes in stuff you sit on and lamps.
Living room furniture.
Or, right, okay, but just the stuff that you're buying is called. Starts with an F.
Well,
you said it
furniture.
Before. Right, okay.
Yeah. Furniture, furniture for the living room.
Okay, if you, there are little places in a bedroom sometimes where you can keep things you wear, I mean, clothes. What do you call that?
Now in mine, I've got a wardrobe, a cedar shift or roll?
Is that something that you can move?
Yes.
Now, if you can't move it, it's built in.
Oh, I've got a wardrobe in there. I mean, closet.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a closet. And then I've got a cedar shift robe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a vanity and a little odd table.
But like
in
one
there.
You can move and one you can't of the.
Of the closet, mm-hmm. of the wardrobes, yeah, that you move my cedar.
But the closet is something that's always.
That's stationary. Huh?
Okay. What do you call a lot of houses have an area right under the roof, and people usually end up keeping junk there, but what do you call that room? Sometimes pretty
expensive. Oh, utility room?
No, well, if it's upstairs and not really a well-finished room.
Oh, an attic.
Right. And the room that you cook in,
I call that kitchen.
Okay. Now, where you keep your canned goods, stuff like that, if there's a special room.
Well, no, I don't have a pantry. I used to have a